Today on our Gospel Truth broadcast, I'm teaching on what is a hardened heart. The truth is, every one of us is cold, or insensitive, or unfeeling, or unyielding towards God. That's what hardened means. Stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. So I was defining hardened as used in Mark 6:52 as meaning that you are cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding towards God. Now, many of us wouldn't use the term hardened, that we are hardened towards God, if you defined hardened as it means you're a God hater or a person that's in rebellion towards God. You may love God with all of your heart and be seeking God. But if you use the dictionary definition of hardened to mean that you are unyielding, are there times that you don't yield to God, that you don't follow His leadership? You know, I believe every last one of you would have to admit, yes, there's times that that happens. Are there times that you don't feel the things that you're supposed to feel from God? In other words, God loves you, God will never leave you nor forsake you, and yet you feel forsaken at times. You feel at times not the joy of the Lord, but instead discouragement or depression. You know what? When that happens, it's not because God has quit, because He's changed. No, it's just your feelings that are wrong. You know what that is? That means that your heart is hardened. It's insensitive, unfeeling, unyielding towards God in that area. I think all of us would have to admit that there's times that we are insensitive to God. I can guarantee you it seems like it's a lot easier to be sensitive to fear, to be sensitive to unforgiveness, than it is to be sensitive to faith and forgiveness. You know, most of us would just have to admit that it seems like that we have been conditioned by this world. Our environment has drawn us into a place to where it's easier not to hear from God than it is to hear from God. And yet that's really not correct. That's not the way that God made us. It's abnormal. Here's another way of saying this, and I pray that you can get what I'm saying right here. It's abnormal to get the results that the majority of Christians are getting today. It is a hardened heart that is causing us not to hear from God, not to be sensitive to God, not to feel God's love and pleasure, not to yield unto Him the way that we should. Our hearts are hardened, insensitive to God, much more than what most people would ever allow. And I tell you, before you can fix this problem, you've got to, first of all, acknowledge that this is a problem. If you think that the average person today who is just as sick as their unsaved neighbor, just as poor as their unsaved neighbor, just as fearful about what's going to happen as their unsaved neighbor, has just as much lack of hope as their unsaved neighbor and everything. If you were to take the average Christian and put them next to a non-believer, you wouldn't even be able to tell a difference between most of them in the way that they look, in the way that they act, in the way that they feel, in the results that they get. The average person that calls himself a Christian today, the difference between them and an unsaved person is all about the future, all about heaven. But in this day-to-day life, the average Christian is not experiencing the joy, the peace, the deliverance, the healing, the victory that God intended for them too. And the reason for it is because our heart is insensitive, unfeeling, unyielding. It's cold towards God. That's what the Bible calls a hardened heart. It is the hardness of our heart that is keeping us from receiving from God. And before you can fix this problem, you've got to acknowledge where the problem is. To me, this is a major point, that it's not God who has changed. There are some denominations and some people trying to proclaim that today, that God doesn't do miracles today the way that He did in the Bible, that all of the miracles, the supernatural power of God, the victory that we read about and that is so dominant and prevalent in the Bible. Some people are saying that that's passed away. It quit happening when the early apostles died. And so they're trying to say that God doesn't even want us to have that victory. That is not the message that the Bible proclaims. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we are supposed to still be having that victory. So I'm telling you that it's abnormal. It is way below the standard. We are living far below our privileges when we are living such a powerless life. And many people don't even have a victorious, total conquering life as a goal in their Christian life. And so there's no way that they're going to ever experience it. You'll only get what you believe for. But then there's some people who believe that they're supposed to be healed. They believe that they're supposed to have the joy of the Lord and total victory in their life, and yet they aren't experiencing it. But they think it's God who somehow or another has withdrawn from them, or maybe that God doesn't do these miraculous things anymore. I'm telling you, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants you to be prosperous and to live in victory and to be healed and healthy and joyful and blessed. God is a good God. It's not God that's changed. You know what's changed? It's our heart. Our heart has become cold, insensitive, unfeeling, and unyielding to God in these areas. And I tell you, to me, that is a major point. It's a major point. Some of you aren't blessed by this, and you say, so you're saying it's my fault. Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. But you know what? It's important that you realize where the fault lies. If you think that God is the one that is just somehow or another, He doesn't bless people today the way that He used to back in Bible days, that God isn't willing to do a miracle today the way that He used to be willing to do miracles, if you believe that, you're never going to change God. If that's what you believe, then you have just cut off all hope of you ever being the recipient of a miracle. So you've got to, first of all, understand that God isn't the one that's changed. God is still the same miracle worker that He was when He walked on the water to His disciples. The Lord hasn't changed. His will for you is miracles. His will for you is the blessing of God that will even supersede and prevent a miracle. It will prevent you having to even have a miracle. God wants to bless you and pour out His power in your life to such a degree that, man, you are absolutely victorious, that you have life and have it more abundantly. That's God's will for you. And if you aren't experiencing it, it's not God who is displeased with you and refusing to grant you a miracle. It's not God who quit doing miracles 2,000 years ago. It's the condition of our heart that is keeping us from receiving. And again, some people think, well, boy, I don't like that because you're saying it's my fault. To me, it is such a blessing to find out that it's me that's the problem because I'm the only one that I can change. I can't change God. And if you're my problem, I can't change you. I might influence you to a degree, but you know what? The President of the United States, it's a powerful position. It's the most powerful position on the face of the earth at this time. He has more influence than anybody else. And yet, the President of the United States can't change anything on his own. He might be able to influence. He might propose legislation and stuff. But you know what? He doesn't have just carte blanche to be able to go in and do these things. You can't change other people. You might influence them over a long period of time. You might be able to do some things. But you know what? The only person that you have absolute control over is you. And to find out that you are the problem and that there is something you are doing that is hindering the flow of God's power and there's something you can do to change you, to me, that's a blessing. That doesn't condemn me. It blesses me. It blesses me. It's a lot better to find out that I'm the problem than to find out that God's the problem. How are you going to change God? That's what a lot of religion is out trying to do, and it just doesn't work that way. So hopefully through these first few days that I've been teaching on hardness of heart, you're beginning to see that a hardened heart here doesn't mean that you're a God hater. It just means that in some area of your life you are cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding towards God. And I believe that every one of us would have to say, yes, there's areas of our life that that's just the way that it is. Well, first of all, we're trying to show that that is not normal. It might be the average today, but that's not the normal Christian life. That is a subnormal, some subpar Christian life. God has something better for you than that. You don't have to live a substandard Christian life. You can come up to a level to where you are walking in the supernatural, and it would shock you not to see God come through. It would shock you not to have the joy and the peace and the presence of God. Boy, I just want to paint that picture for you. because so many people don't even have that as a goal. So many people have accepted as normal, subnormal, substandard Christian living. And before you can ever rise above it, you've got to first of all realize there's something more. That this weak, powerless, defeated life that is being presented by so many Christians as normal is not normal. That is not the way God wants it to be. God has more for you. And I tell you, it is a blessing to find that out. And so you need to quit accepting as normal. You need to quit embracing the substandard life that many people are presenting. And you need to first of all present the goal that there is something more. I'm trying to use these scriptures to say that you could reach a place that you could literally see Jesus come walking on the water over the very thing that's about to destroy you. You could see Him walking on top of the waves and the wind and all of the storm. And instead of being shocked and thinking it must be a spirit, you would just recognize it's God. He loves you that much and it's nothing unusual. You wouldn't be surprised. You would have been expecting it. You can get to where you expect to see God's supernatural intervention. You can get to where you expect to have victory in your life. And if you aren't there, if you are a person that has succumbed to depression and to hopelessness, and every time you see light at the end of the tunnel, you're just convinced it's another train, you know nothing good's ever going to come out of it, then you know what? Your heart is hardened towards God. If you've lost your hope, if you've lost your faith, your heart is hardened. I'm not saying that to condemn you, but I'm saying it to show you that you have this condition. We're going to be showing you what it is, what the cause of it is, and I'm going to also be sharing with you how you can cure it. You know, the same thing that causes your heart to become hardened towards God can also cause your heart to become hardened towards the devil and automatically sensitive towards God. Man, that's good news. That's nearly too good to be true news, but it is absolutely true. I'm going to continue this on our program tomorrow, so I encourage you to listen in. And also, I want to encourage you to get the materials. We've got a book as well as cassettes or CDs on this teaching of hardness of heart. And then join me again tomorrow for the Gospel Truth.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK57 titled The Crisis when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to introduce to you a brand new feature that we have, and that's our online Charis Bible College School. We have about 15 different locations around the world where we have Charis Bible College Schools. We've had correspondence where you send in and get CDs and have tests that you send in and they get graded. But now we've started an online Bible school where you can actually sign up with other people, go through the classes. It's a structured thing, and yet it's flexible enough that you can make it according to your schedule. Wherever you are, you can get on this, and you have a facilitator that comes on and interacts with you, and it's the next best thing to being in one of our Charis Bible Colleges. I think it'll be a blessing to you, so check it out. You can call 719-635-1111, or you can go to our website, awmi.net.